wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my friends. Welcome to Monday. It is my Monday. I hope it's your Monday, your fun day, your start of the week. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we are trying to inspire you to choose life, choose your best life, grow yourself. And today, my friends, I am going to speak about something near and dear to my heart. Your body's never broken. You never need to be fixed. Your body is communicating with you. And I want to talk about language in your nervous system, because as I get deeper and deeper into teaching health, wellness, aliveness, I realize that language is so critical. And we've been taught that we have a nervous system. And just by using that word, nervous, it keeps us tethered to our nerves and to being nervous. And my friends, we have an epidemic, at least in America. Suicide, when we look at the young people today, accidents are number one, suicide is number two in for deaths, right? And a lot of that is distraction. There's depression, there's anxiety. And I think it starts with the word nervous system. And because when we talk about a nervous system, intrinsically, we are nervous that we don't fit in, that we are not going to be accepted into the tribe, that somehow the way we're doing life is not okay, that everybody else with social media, we're like always be comparing, and somehow we are different than everybody else, and that keeps us nervous. And the anatomist who described the biology of the nervous system described two systems: fight, flight, freeze, or rest and digest. And the way they described it was as if these two systems are in competition. And my friends, I lived in that world in my head for so long, because so much of my life was, as a child and in the family, in the school system, was about getting ahead, competing, get the good grade, you know, making sure I knew everything. And it was always be comparing, always be competing. And I talk about that is living from the head. And when I started to drop into my heart, which is, in my sense, where my truth comes from, my heart. And it's always be collaborating, always be compassionate, always be caring. And when I started to live more from my heart, I started to just see how much competition divides. And I started to see that we came out of a language system of scientists seeing life through their mental operating system. And for thousands and thousands of years, my friends, this operating system was a competition, live from the head operating system. If I'm right, you're wrong. No. If I'm right, that's my reality. You can also be right. That's your reality. Can we live from a collaborative system of yes and rather than either or? And how about realities are my sense and your sense, not my sense and nonsense? And as I started to play with that, I started to realize we're all living in a lot of ways in our own reality, and that reality is based on how we are sensing the world, and then what we do in our bodies is the bodies are sensation machines. We sense the world interiorly and exteriorly, and the sensation network, my new word for the nervous system, it is a sensation network. We are sensing life, taste, touch, smell, sight, hearing, pressure, temperature. We are always taking in life through our senses, even intuition, my friends, gut instinct, food, air, water. Like, our bodies are these brilliant, brilliant machines. They're sensation machines, and we are sensing life. And then we collaborate because the sensation network talks to the brain, and that brain makes sense of what we're sensing. But the brain is limited. The brain has limitations. The brain is brilliant and a child all at the same time. Because the brain is getting all the senses and it can be so overwhelming. Guess what? Childhood is a little overwhelming too. Everybody's coming at you, and you can't yet make sense of it all. You don't have all the right tools. And so you have to filter. You distract, you delete, you determine, you, there's another D word that's my senior moment, it's leaving me. But the point is, you're inundated with so much information. And right now, we are in information overload with AI and computers. And it's just everything coming at us from the outside world. And there's all this coming in at us from the inside world. What is the gut feeling? What is the lungs noting when they breathe? What is the heart doing? All the stuff. So there are billions and billions and billions and billions of information nuggets that are always coming in. And the brain's job is to filter it and choose what's important and what's not important. And it always scanning. What do I keep? What do I get rid of? What do I keep? What do I get rid of? What do I keep? What do I get rid of? And it's making decisions on importance to keep you alive. And it has two alive goals, if you will. Immediate survival and your body, like the trees and the plants and the animals, also wants you to keep the tribe going, keep survival to the next generation and the next generation. So there's survival and there's reproduction. One is immediate right now. One is future driven. But the brain is always living and predicting the model based on yesterday. It doesn't know the future yet. So that's where nervous energy can be. because your little self, your child self, your survivor self is choosing what to see and feel and make important or less important based on yesterday. Your higher self is like, I want to grow. I want to expand. I want to reproduce. I want to see the world. I want to explore. And that involves a level of trust and experience. And I'm allowed to live with a touch of uncertainty because I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so these two systems are playing. Rest and digest means, that means I'm a trust that I'm going to be around tomorrow because I'm going to just hang out and chill because I'm allowed to just chill. I'm not always fighting to stay alive. I'm going to digest my food because I'm going to need nutrients and energy for tomorrow. I'm going to breathe deeply and just take in the awe and the wonder of this world we actually are living in. I'm not going to race around, struggle to just do all day because then I'm not living in gratitude of the wonder of the just, wow, look at the flower, look at the bee. Am I going to find the partner of my dreams? Am I going to have children? Am I going to travel the world? Those are future dreams. And if you're fighting for survival in this moment right now, the future isn't guaranteed. So why dream for it? And so do you see how your future self, your higher self, your, if I'm alive and I'm breathing and I can live in gratitude and wonder and abundance for this life that has yet to be lived, has a different view of reality than I got to survive right now. I got to eat right now. I got to run right now. I got to make sure I get the money right now. I got to do this right now. I got to do this. And do you see the level of what they're going to focus on is very, very different. And where your focus goes, your attention flows. So do you want to spend your life filtering out all the information that is going to bring in love and wonder and gratitude for the entire life that you are trying to design and create? Or are you going to focus on, oh my God, I might die tomorrow, I might die tomorrow, I might die tomorrow? And if your focus is on the past and on immediate survival, you're going to filter the world and sense a different reality than your future one. And when your intention goes to immediate survival, you constrict, you contract, you are fighting just to stay alive. And my friends, ironically, that shortens your lifespan. My book, Your Healing Playground, this podcast, Your Healing Playground, is inviting you into another way of being that is focused on your long-term survival, that is focused on creating your life, that is focused on relaxing into trusting that intuition and taking in the larger picture of life where I am going to live to tomorrow. So I'm going to dream my dreams. I'm going to schedule time in my day to day to celebrate being alive right now. And if I start literally prioritizing, wow, I'm alive today. I'm living with wonder and gratitude and connection and play and pleasure and, oh my God, even the yucky stuff of life. Oh, but I can grow from that and I can transform from that. So I'm going to be bigger and better tomorrow because even the caca of life is for me to grow and transform and have a future self. Then all of a sudden, I'm living in a new reality of love and abundance and play and pleasure and collaboration with my future self, my child scared self, and more importantly, my present self right now. So we're going to take the break right now. And I invite you during our first break, remember you're listening to Your Healing Playground. I'm your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. And perhaps just sit with the thought of breath, gratitude, and how am I going to make time to have a little bit of play in my day to day? Come right back. We're going to talk some more about our sensation engine, our body, our life.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I mentioned it before the break. I'll mention it again. If you like this podcast, you probably would also really like my book. What a great gift to give to somebody, maybe even at the start of the school year, right? To remember to play all year round. I often talk about summer as a state of mind. It is not just a season. So play your way through life. Buy my book, Learn to Play. Learn to make life your play. You are the writer, the producer, the director, the supporter, the marketer. Literally play your way through life. And enjoy life. And let's get back to what we're talking about today. Changing the name. It's not a nervous system. It could be considered a nervous system. It's been called a nervous system for so many years because the anatomists that described our bodies had their own vision and version of reality. Their vision and version of reality was a competitive system. They were living in their minds. They were living in always be comparing, always be competing, always being in competition, not living from their heart, always being compassionate, always being caring, always being collaborating. So they designed a competitive system. There's the fight or flight system, run, 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 because someone's going to kill you, or rest and digest, relax and reproduce. Life is good. Chill out. Enjoy. That chill out, enjoy is the elder in you, the trust, the trusted elder, the wise human that says life is to be lived, to be savored, to be enjoyed. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff at the end of the day. The immediate, oh my God, I got to stay alive today, tomorrow. I got to, like, everything is coming at me. Everything's about to kill me, is an overwhelmed system. And my friends, when you're a child and you growing up, and there's so much to take in, so many rules of how to live your life. There's like, oh my God, I live it the way my parents live it, or do I live it the way my teachers live it, or do I live it the way TV tells me to live it, or do I live it the way my best friend is doing it? And just like, I can feel the energy in my body like going all haywire, because what if I get life wrong? Then I'm going to die. They're not going to like me, and I'm going to be kicked out of the tribe. I won't be popular in school. I'm going to be Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm going to be exiled. That was the Wizard of Oz, right? And Elphaba was the bad one. The green one. The mean one. And yet along came Wicked to rewrite the story. And who was really the good witch? Elphaba listened to her heart. Elphaba believed in love. Elphaba believed in collaboration. Elphaba believed, she saw that she actually had superpowers. She flew. She trusted the truth from within, that love and connection and collaboration with herself first would actually make for a more authentic life. No lies. That Wizard of Oz was hiding in fear behind a curtain, claiming magical superpowers. Do life the way I tell you to do life, because I tell you that I know. But he didn't know. He was living in fear. And there was so much going on in that story, because his not accepting his truth, not being there for his partner, meant he wasn't there to raise his real child, who was actually, he was trying to destroy Elphaba, that Wicked Witch of the West, who was actually his child. Now, my friends, I'm not going to go down. There are so many stories of people who end up with good intentions, living fearful lives, telling their children that this is the way to live. Do it the way I've done it, because it worked for me. And they crush their spirit of their child. Even worse, there are literally people in major places of power that send children off to war to die for their cause, instead of opening up their minds and recognizing that their reality is a competitive reality. Their reality is a victim reality. Their reality is a triangle Life is scary. I'm the victim. There's an obstacle or a bully or somebody about to get me. And I need someone to save me. When you live in that triangle, you choose where to live. And if you don't want to be a victim and you don't want to be a bully, you end up people pleasing. And when you people please, you're living for everybody else to make sure you don't get kicked out of that triangle. And you're actually not creating your life. You're becoming a pawn in this triangle of competition and one way to live. That's an old paradigm where it keeps you nervous. I don't want to be a victim, but sometimes I feel like I'm a victim to all the circumstances of life. I don't want to be a bully. Maybe I do want to be a bully. Or I guess I have to live the way that everybody else is telling me how to live. So you end up people-pleasing. What if we get out of that Hansel and Gretel fairy tale Disney princess triangle of life? We meet and we move to a bigger, more empowering triangle. Don't be the victim in your life. Don't let life happen to you. Create your life. Create your life. Be a creator. There's never a bully. There's never a persecutor. There's never an obstacle. Oh, there's going to be stress in life. There's going to be a rock in your way. There's going to be a tree that falls in your way. There's going to be a no to a job interview. There's going to be difficult times because we live on Earth and challenges occur. But look at the obstacle as a challenge to overcome. And if you can overcome that challenge, you're going to get bigger, better, stronger, and you're going to survive. And on the other side, all you need is a team, a coach, a supporting friendship that says, you got this, girl. And if you go back to that Wizard of Oz triangle, in the original Wizard of Oz, right? Glinda was there to support Dorothy. Dorothy was there to support the Scarecrow and the Lion and the Tin Man. And together, in a collaborative world, they oiled the Tin Man and told him he had a heart. He was a loving man. They encouraged the Scarecrow to think on his own. He had a mind. They gave courage to the Lion. And Dorothy always had her slippers to go home to herself. So my friends, don't live in a competitive world. Find your tribe. Find the people who support you, who love you, who believe in you, who trust that you got deep wisdom inside, that the way you sense your life is good for you. And recognize also, and this is a really big one, when you're sensing your life, you're filtering inputs in from within and from without. I invite you. This is so huge. I mentioned it in the first segment. Where your attention goes, energy flows. I want you to get to know who you are, who you want to be, what makes your heart sing, what makes you feel on top of this world that you are the biggest, the best at, and put your attention within. Schedule time in your day to feel your heart, your soul, your deepest dreams and desires. Because my friends, then you are going to be playing in your playground of your life, doing what lights you up. And when you know what lights you up, putting in the time and effort at work becomes play because you're doing what you love. And maybe you love to act, but you're not yet making money acting. Then love what you are doing. Let's say it's waiting tables or office filing. How can you love that paycheck? So it allows you to build your craft. So my friends, I am a physician and I love helping people. And I'm also a speaker and a writer and a coach. Go buy my book. Go hire me to be your motivational speaker. But I also make money going to work, taking care of patients in the office, making money one-to-one instead of one-to-many. And I love all of it. So my friends, love what you do because you're doing it, and love your dream because you're being your dream in your dreams, and collaborate both of you, your present self and your future self. And don't get lost in the attention economy trying to make you into somebody on social media that you're not. Come right back. You're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we inspire you to create your best life. Come right back and we'll talk more.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you like this podcast, do us a big favor. Do me a favor. Subscribe, share it with friends, leave a 5-star review on Apple, on Spotify, on YouTube. Go and support this podcast so that more people live a healthy, playful life. And come join me next Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month. I do a free masterclass helping you really birth your fertility goddess, because you are here to create your life and really be the fertility goddess that you are, creating your life, a child in the future, or your next best business. So my friends, we've been talking about language and changing the name of the nervous system to the sensation system, because what we are as humans are a literally a machine, an engine that senses life. And then we make sense of what we sense. And it is so simple and yet so complicated, because the folks that lived before us that designed this told us we were competing. Rest and digest versus relax and reproduce. Child versus elder. Low self, small self, individual human versus the higher self, right? But it's a collaboration, because you're always all of it. Who are you? Your cells that organize themselves to become organs, that organize themselves to become organ systems. You are human that live also with your microbiome, all those bacteria, virus, and yeast cells that live with you. You are a mind and a body that have to collaborate together. You are the same as everybody, because this machine is very similar to every human to human to human, which is why we have a whole biology world of, you know, I as a physician understand how the body works, right? Except your body is also different than the next body, because your life experiences and your microbiome and your thoughts and your sensations and your reality, what you took in and how you interpreted it, is different. So even identical twins with the same DNA actually have different lives. Siblings, same parents, same DNA, different interests because of life experience, what they're willing to take in, what they're willing to dump. We have shared stories from our backgrounds and our civilizations and our cult of a culture. And yet, I don't like that story. I'm going to change it so we can stay within our cult or our culture, or we can leave our cult and our culture and actually choose to have different beliefs. And if we start changing our belief system, then the reality that comes in, we interpret through our lens, through our glasses. Now, if I need glasses and I go through life without my glasses, things are blurry and I might see things differently. I might miss things, or maybe I get clarity when I wear my glasses. That is what your sensation system is doing for you. So again, the 1800s and the 1700s, believe that you were your parent lineage. Your DNA was the god of who you were. And that said, if you had X DNA, you became X person. And they literally had a system that said, you know, if you were the baker, you became the baker's son, and then the baker's son had another baker, and then that. But we don't live in that world anymore. America ushered in, wait a minute, I can change who I am by my belief system. I can go from poverty to wealth in my lifetime. I don't have to stay poor. I can dream of a different life and change it. And that, my friend, shows this. When we look at the health system, we now know that your adverse childhood experiences, those are all the sensations you took in as a child, predict your health as an adult. Oh my gosh. But if I reinterpret my childhood experiences as transformational experience for my growth, all of a sudden, I can decide not to have post-traumatic stress disorder, but post-traumatic growth. And that can change my biology, because I'm going to live with a different nervous system. I'm not going to be nervous. I'm going to sensate and love my trauma, love my story, take my trauma and transform it into a way to be bigger, better, more amazing human, and then give back to other people and pull them from one side of this weather storm and let them see the rainbow on the other side of their weather storm. And so I invite you that all of us are living on this planet to evolve. And if you turn the word evolve around, you get love in it. And language is so important. And so when you change your GPS, I was trained to a GPS from my head. Goal, perseverance, succeed. It's great. It's great GPS. Get work done, survive, get ahead, achieve, get a job, make money. But the elders, those folks that are way close to the end of life, often remind us of the amazing awe, gratitude, wonder, just really being grateful for every day they get to be alive. And their GPS is often, notice the God and goddess within. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the awe of life, the AWE, but the higher self of yourself, the goddess within that created your life, the God within that got you from A to Z, the awe of this body that I started as one cell and I grew myself into a being with this intelligence that keeps my heart beating and my breath flowing and the digestive system taking stuff in and dumping stuff out, drinking water and not blowing up full of water. Those kidneys are getting out. That awesomeness of this body, when you live in that awesome gratitude of life, that's a different G, that God, goddess that you are. And then that P, instead of perseverance and attention into a money-making machine, what if your P was for pleasure and play and rewriting every day, taking in the sensations of life, the feeling that, the food, the sunshine, the temperature, the connection, me to you, me to my, even a hug that I'm giving myself. Can I sense my life with gratitude, with awe? It is the G, I'm going to go back to God, goddess, gift, the gift of life. And it's, can I play with the play and the pleasure of life? And that S, remembering that life is a team sport with support. We can come together and collaborate. And the body is always collaborating. The mind should not be the tyrannical dictator of your life, because the mind is predicting life from your child survivor self, living in terror of getting life wrong. Your future self, your wise elder self, reminds you every moment, if I am alive, I am breathing, and I am okay, and I will be able to rewrite even the worst experience of life into my transformation, into life being for me, life being a gift for me to feel all of life. Can I connect to my support tribe, my team sport, my everything, and help other people usher them into this amazing gift of play and support on this planet? So what's your purpose on this planet? And we'll be right back for our last little segment of sensing your life on your healing playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I am here to help you play your best sport, the game of life.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Again, please start following me. I'm on all social media. You can find me at Women Reproduction, Dr. Tina Plays, Tina Cooper-Smith. Just look for me, support me, celebrate me. If you'd like to hire me to come to your organization, your group, to motivate, to speak, to help your team support each other, to collaborate, to have the best business, the best life, the best school, I'm your go-to human. Life is your play. I'm here to teach you how to play with your life. And I invite you, we talked about changing your language. So where your attention goes, where your focus goes, your attention goes. And the world outside of us is trying to pull our attention away from us into everything they want us to do. But you need time to know who you are so that you can create the neural network and the neural pathways to create the life you want. And you may have pathways. I have lots of pathways that get me down a road of always be competing, always be comparing, always be criticizing, okay? I criticize not others, but me. I have a very strong inner critic. Oh my God, why did I say that? Oh my gosh, da 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 da. And my higher self knows to come from my heart, not my brain. Always be compassionate to myself. Always be caring. Always be collaborating. The way I was born is a collaborative experience. So I'm slowing down in my older age to be much more deliberate with my language. Because what you say, my friends, that iceberg of your subconscious. So we all know the story of the Titanic. An iceberg, you see a very small piece above the ocean, but there's so much below the ocean. Well, the neural network of your body is like an interconnected highway system. And we often want to go in the fast lane, the easy lane, the route we went yesterday. If you've ever moved and you move from one house to the next and you start driving and you realize you end up at the old house instead of the new house, because that highway, that direction, that pathway was so well paved, but without using brain power, without using energy, you go the way you're used to going. So slowing down, connecting within, noticing your heart, noticing your dreams, connecting heart and mind, and having the heart be be the conductor, and the mind be the collaborator to orchestrate the life you really want to create. You grew yourself in your mommy's tummy without the mind directing traffic. The mind was not on board saying, all right, it's time for fingers and toes this week. It was a collaborative experience of an intelligence that we still don't know how to grow a human in the laboratory. There is an intelligence network that created this brilliant machine that you live in. And your thoughts determine your thoughts and your language, because the subconscious is listening to the words you use, the language, to tell your mind what reality to take in, what reality to believe. Dump the other stuff, ignore it. So it is so critical that the words you use are connecting you to where you want to go, to the future. What are you? What's your purpose? Is it to live life as a gift in awe, to pleasure and play through life? And my friends, pain actually lights up the same neural network that pleasure does. So pain is struggle, yes, but it's there to become your purpose, to drive your transformation, your evolution to your future self. So celebrate the pain as, oh my God, this is hurting. I'm going to be growing. I am the butterfly in the chrysalis trying to grow wings to fly, even though I don't even know I'm a butterfly. I just think I'm a caterpillar. And so, my friends, your purpose on life is future survival. That future survival is growth, evolution, change, innovation. Who are you becoming tomorrow? And the brain only knows who you were yesterday. So we need to dream the dreams to tell the brain who you want to come, who you want to be. So it starts to bring in the reality and see the things that will get you where you want to go. The baby doesn't know it's becoming a toddler. The toddler doesn't know it's going to go through puberty and become an adult. And that adult may want a partnership, may want children, may want to live a life of creating businesses. We don't know what we want unless we go within. And so when we go within, we start redirecting and making our own personal highway system with the entrances and exits that drive our future. Not the future of mom and dad, not the future that your sister says or your brother says. The future maybe of the tribe that you choose, because you become the five people you hang around. So choose your friends wisely, choose your words wisely. And I'll end with this. Bruce Lee says, be careful what you say. You're casting spells. And that's why they call it spelling. So Elphaba was not a wicked witch. She was an authentic witch. She was green. It's not easy being green, said Kermit the Frog. And all of us are living our own personal color. You might be a rainbow. You might be yellow or green or white. But dream your dream, my friends. Sensate your life. And remember, it's your sense and my sense. There is no nonsense. That's a competitive, antagonistic, controlling way to go through life. Let's have a collaborative civilization.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice. and play is your medicine. Is a practice, and play is your medicine.